When Tillamook ice cream beckons you to the freezer aisle, which irresistibly creamy flavor do you choose? While you're thinking,
try not to fuck up the glass.
Tillamook ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
All right, feeling good.
Oh God, do you feel good?
I do feel good. I'm on day 11 of my dry Jan, aka super stoned 2022.
People noticed how stoned you were in the last episode.
But I wasn't stoned in the last episode. I don't do drugs or drink before the shows. This is work.
No,
I am at work. I am in my cubicle. Click, click,
you're
click, 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 click. Am I doing enough?
You're not going to be defensive of me. But I also will say, because you know what I did last night was I woke up too stoned too because it's the tincture. It's that goddamn
tincture.
Well,
that is what I'm over the tincture because my feet felt like clouds. I couldn't feel them anymore. And I was more messed up as if I had some bottle of vodka, but I technically, again, did what I thought was right, which was drink a full bottle of blue tincture, but it's too much.
Last night I went to go sit and watch that movie, Lum. Have you seen the movie? Lum.
Lum?
I don't know. It's Lamb. It's Lamb, but I've been calling it Lum.
Lum.
Because it's
you wait
come
until
from
Lum is the name of Lum. 2025. This is Lum Zabrowski. This is our new daughter. She's beautiful.
They said I could be anything, so I became a hamburger.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? I actually did talk to my goddaughter, and of course, you're doing a fun little parody bit of children, but I did talk to my goddaughter, and she does want to be a giraffe.
Well, good fucking luck, because there's some jobs out there right now. especially for a draft.
Maybe for a draft.
But last night I was watching Lum, the movie, and I took all of this tincture. And again, I woke up this morning. I had a lot of stuff I had to do this morning. My eyes were bloodshot, and I was obviously still stoned. What is in this shit?
Dude, I must be
using too much. They say one dropper is like 1 milligram. I don't think that's true, because I used 3 droppers.
Well, I realized I had about 500 milligrams by the time I was too late. It was too late! But anyway, I had a fantastic day on Sunday watching football with Edward Larson. Support everything Eddie does. We love you, Eddie. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Yeah, right here, right next to me. And you were so high that you retconned the entire story of Terri Schiavo when people got really upset.
Oh my God. Terri Schiavo, gone too soon.
No, she was gone too late.
I always say, if I could be Terri Schiavo for a day, I would honestly like to be Terri Schiavo
before she had
a heart attack.
For your new,
or a brain thing?
She had a heart attack, might have been a brain thing. Now we know this. She collapsed. They didn't know what was wrong with her.
So she didn't slip in the shower.
She didn't slip in the shower. Her husband valiantly fought to end her life.
Yes, but is that okay? So this
it's because
is the confusion.
She was sitting in a hospital bed.
She was relaxing. She was lying down.
She only had half. When they opened up her skull.
Drip, drip.
When they finally got to get into her body when she was dead, which they were so excited to do, they carved up her head first, right?
This was a great first day.
They went straight to her head.
Yeah, of course.
They carved that thing in fucking half, and what they found in the center of her head was literally, you know how they do cartoons where they show like the skull and like a little pea goes bing, dong, ding, dong, ding,
yeah.
Like that's your brain is left? That is all that was left of her brain, was like a teaspoon. There wasn't enough left for her to be a lady anymore.
Well,
and so,
I mean, who cares about her being a lady in the streets or a lady in
Catholic
the sheets?
Church used her as a symbol of like, God ain't done with you yet.
God was not done with her yet because God has investments in big pharma.
God made her a paperweight. Yes, and he does have big money in pharma.
He does have big money in pharma,
well,
much like most of our politicians. So apparently, yes, apparently she died of some kind of heart attack, or she had a heart attack, then she had brain damage. I still concede that the family wanted her alive, right? And then the boyfriend in my home, the husband. I grew up very religious.
I know.
So in my home, he was the enemy.
Yeah, but
so
guess,
I remember my parents
saying, so you were a victim of propaganda that got put into your head
actually,
at that age.
I was already in college at this age.
Yeah,
so
you
never
were
mind.
Way past it.
I was way past it. I was
you
like,
didn't
pull
even
the
think
plug.
About this.
Pull
you haven't thought about this until 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Before, after it had already happened.
Well, I filled out my thing.
What?
My blow.
Oh, will you be resuscitated?
And I said after 2 weeks, pull the plug. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But now I say, give me a couple of months.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Terri Schiavo had 9 years. She had the entire fucking, the entire career of Bo Jackson.
They should have played.
She was But not even, because she was still like up staring, and they're like, I think God's still looking through their mirror eyes. And then there was nothing going on there. There was nobody home.
Well, just because there's nobody home, do you burn down the house?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Or move in. You know, and guess what? If you're moving into Terri Schiavo, you're going to jail because that's you having sex with a person who can't say yes.
A pee for a brain. Season one, episode one, Friends. Start it. Boom. By the time they get to the duck, if she's not out of it, if that doesn't piss you off enough...
Pull the plug.
Then you pull the plug.
Yep. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
So if we watch, put wrestling on, you know?
Sure.
And then when the Attitude Era ends, if I'm not like, can you please turn this off? Then, he's gone. He's gone too far.
You've now said it into a microphone, so now people know that that's what your wishes are, which Absolutely. Is what Terri Schiavo could have
well,
done.
Well, we could not regret more messing up that story
no.
that nobody right. cares about. 18 years later.
No. But 18 years later.
Isn't that amazing? It.
You see, we educated ourselves. I educated me, and I then educated you.
Okay, no, you did educate me, and thank you, because this is the re-education that the liberals have been planning for a long time.
Yeah, now I'm going to teach you all about the pleasures of your butthole.
So, yes, apparently it was Terri Schiavo's family that wanted to get some money because they're Terry's legal guardian.
Yeah, they were trying to get money.
I'm sorry. The family was trying to get money that was awarded to Terry's legal guardian, her husband, to cover the health costs.
Well, it's because he had a girlfriend at the time, because she was, like, honestly the coolest girlfriend in the world.
Yeah, because
she was sucking his dick, even though he had to fight for this woman that was like he didn't know anymore. He was basically single at that point. She's just there. But yes, he had Terry's money. They got mad.
Are you cucking Terry now? You're going to cuck her? So he's going to be.
What if
I do like that female cuck stuff?
Yeah, of course you do.
It's hot stuff.
But it's also, this may be inappropriate to say, but if you were making love to another woman in front of Terry and that's what got her to respond, then you can thank the magic of cucking.
Thank the magic.
But it didn't happen.
Well, it sounds like it couldn't have happened because it sounds like the brain was a little shriveled up.
She was not ready to go anymore.
Well, in my house,
but it's very
all
sad.
Life was precious.
Yes.
And I think
But
my
would
parents,
you kill bugs?
My Oma didn't kill a bug.
I won't kill bee. Bugs.
I mean, I'll kill a freaking bug.
I'll
yeah.
kill a cockroach.
I'll kill a cockroach.
But cockroach is coming for my spot.
I'll kill a mosquito. I'll slap a fly. Of course.
Flies are difficult.
Yeah, I don't give a crap about a freaking bug. Hmm. I mean, if it's like a beautiful praying mantis, I say, you do you.
When you see me, do you see a bug?
No, I see a human being.
Wow.
All right. Well, speaking of seeing human beings, what do we all do? We
see
all
see human beings. We all see. Unless we're blind.
That is very
and
true.
And then we feel human beings.
Oh, good. Hmm. Yeah. My favorite fucking one. God, I wish conspiracy. Well, conspiracy is getting kind of fun again. A
sort
little
of,
bit.
Sort of. A little bit. Yeah.
But one of the favorites is Stevie Wonder's Not Blind. I watched an entire YouTube video last month about it. And they were like, he like caught something.
I so
And they're like,
good.
How did he do it? But I think, like Daredevil, there is some truth. I think he's got very good motor skills.
He does. I think he's got good motor skills. I think he can hear balls in the air.
I think he can.
He can feel them whizzing close to him. But he did do one time where, it's like he's singing a song. He's like, love your red shirt. But I think that he also does that as a bit.
If someone has a red shirt. If you're at a Stevie Wonder concert in the front row, everyone looks like Ken Bone. Someone has a red shirt. So, yeah. That is, honestly, that is so brilliant.
Oh, yeah. You just always throw it out there.
Ball guy in the front.
No,
this one's for you.
Boop, boop, boop. That's funny as hell. He did a bit once where it was like someone needed a picture and he's like, I'll take it. And they gave it to him. It's like, oh, you took a bunch of pictures of his feet and stuff. he knows. He's having fun with it.
Well, either way, this is a story right up your alley, Henry. In Chicago, again, we had the dude who was just pegging people with eggs.
Man, we're going to Chicago in March and there's so much activity going on in Chicago.
I feel
like I'm going to need to bring a helmet and a slingshot.
You look like Rick Moranis from, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. So anyway, there's a dude in Chicago now. He said, enough with the eggs. That's been played out. So he said, I'm going to do something no one's ever seen
before. Do you see the women that he threw that he did this to?
Oh, God,
I don't want to say
very
that
unhappy.
They...
So anyway, the guy ended up just throwing a bunch of piss everywhere. He threw it at people's faces.
And so the thing
if I am walking, I would just say, sir, can you not? Also, he targeted women that were walking dogs, which I think is inappropriate.
This guy is interesting. He's a man. We know
this
that
guy
he's
is actually a,
man. A
little bit dangerous.
He's weird. This guy's weird. So this is happening in the Andersonville of Chicago. The Andersonville neighborhood of Chicago. If you are there... Again, much like we did with the fucking with our Eggman,
yes.
with the Chicago
The Chicago Scrambler. The Scrambler.
Like once we, well, like exactly what we did with him, you keep your head in a swivel. So it's a guy, he's masked, so he's responsible. And so he's out there. This woman, her name is Andrea Vasquez. And I'm going to tell you, she does look mean. But she, there's no reason. She doesn't deserve it.
Yes. She's upset. Yes. She got sprayed in the face with piss. She was a deer hunter going into the woods trying not to get smelled.
She was walking down the street with her dog. And she said she looked up and she looked up to smile at the man walking by.
See, that is the Midwest hello. We don't get that in the West Coast. The East Coast, they will cut off your Johnson if you even think about smiling or saying good day. Never look out of respect. But the Midwest hello, so she gives the nod, the smile.
And then she said, the look of rage in his face and just the way his eyes looked. All right, Chicago. The look of rage in his face and just the way his eyes looked.
It's a little Massachusetts fuck Chicago, but that's good.
Hey, the bears. The look of rage in his face.
There we go. We got the kibasa mouth going
now. Just the way his eyes looked. He had a large cup in his hand, and just as he was pissing me, he threw the contents of it into my eyes, and I yelled for help, and just because my eyes were burning, and I couldn't see, and I dropped my phone, which is true, because she immediately went to flush her eyes. She had no clue what it was.
No!
She didn't know it was pee-pee.
It could have been worse, like acid.
Absolutely. That's and then when nightmare. The 911 guy came, they called the guys, the EMT came, and she's like, what is it? And the guy literally, he's like, let me see. That's urine. And he did it with the smell test. That's how he knew it was pee.
Was he a raccoon?
He's done this multiple times.
Yeah. She says she had to flush her eyes out.
And then listen to this. So another woman, she came, like, she saw this guy, right?
This is really scary.
This is Sue, right? So she saw the guy. He came at her with a cup. He chased her. She said she ran down the street. He threw urine at the back of my jacket. It got in the back of her jacket. He was running and running. And then she said that he went to the police station first to file a complaint against her, claiming that she sent her dogs on him to attack him when she showed up to the police station to say, hey, this man threw pee-pee on me. And then you're like, well, according to the guy who rank a pee-pee, he said that you had his dogs attacking.
What is so interesting is it seems like everyone in the area knows who this man is.
They might know who he is.
Because she says that he typically attacks at night.
Yes.
And they followed up with the police.
Several people have gotten it.
Yes, a lot of people have gotten it. The police officer called her back and he said, that he told us that story, so they had to let him go.
Oh my God.
Because they told him the story about how he supposedly attacked him with her dogs.
Let's just say there's a lot going on in Chicago right now, right?
Sure.
There's a lot of violence happening in the city, and maybe, yes, they're
going to lose the Bears.
They are going to lose.
If Lightfoot doesn't work out.
Oh, really? They're going to lose the Bears?
Yeah, the dude was like, we're just going to get out of here if you don't.
But the police are saying, like, oh, you know, we're going to get around to it. But then, you know, these couple people, I understand. They're like, no one's responding to our calls. The police are making reports, but they're not coming out to do anything.
Right.
Because, again, I imagine shit's busy in Chicago. Again, they could send one guy. You could send one new guy, a new private guy, a rookie out there to handle the pee-pee case, right?
If this was Stevens Point, Wisconsin, the town I grew up in, this is going to be almost top of the list. Like, the police are going to be on this right away. Mm-hmm. But again, obviously no bullets were exchanged, no robberies were made. Pee-pee, it sucks, but is it going to kill you? Although nowadays, God knows what kind of infections you could get. You could get killed from it, perhaps. Who knows? Perhaps you put it in an open wound. What we need here is a hero. We need a mystery pooper.
We need
the pooper to come and meet the urine man. And we need the pooper to let him know.
No, buddy. I don't know. I think we're going to... That's the Suicide Squad right there. That's a bad band.
Pooper versus Urine Man?
That's a villain team. No, Pooper and Pee-Pee Man
together. I think the pooper could flip. You know, you look at Batman. We never talk about the day after when he has to pay all the bills for all the buildings he destroyed.
Oh, he doesn't have to. That's insurance.
And then, well, he has. I mean, can you imagine the class action lawsuits with all the families that lost people because he was driving recklessly?
I was almost in a sitcom about this. There was a sitcom about superhero insurance that was done a couple of years ago, and it didn't make it.
Were you going to be dressed as a caveman as well? Was it brought to you by Progressive?
No.
Was this all just a real ad?
Oh, no, cool. it was a real show.
I actually think it sounds fun.
But basically, no, it would have been fun, but it didn't happen.
Well, this did happen. So the man is just out there. So what doesn't happen, shows don't happen.
But if Pee-Pee
Careers don't happen. But men spraying other people in the face with urine, That does happen.
It does happen. PB Man and Dr. Pooper are going to get together. They're going to form a team. It's going to be bad.
I don't think they're going to like each other.
Who we need is Captain Adult Diaper.
Yeah, that's right.
We need Diapy Man.
Put a diaper on him.
Because that's what happens. We need to contain
this guy. But then
they're
going to slam the diaper in someone's face like the movie The Visit, which is one of the grossest scenes of all time. But it's good. It's a good movie.
Or unless you're the guy that says like, no, sir, no, don't throw it on that hapless woman. Throw it on me.
Maybe so you're thinking they should reinstate constables.
Mm.
That might actually be fun.
Deputy.
I think if someone yelled at an American with a British accent, I do think just innately we will listen.
But this is what I've been saying about casting directors for years.
Yeah.
They all think they're just fancy and impressive. They all think they got tea running in their veins. But I tell you what, and I know this from experience, they have blood.
Blood just like us.
Yep.
British blood.
It's thinner.
Absolutely.
And grosser. Probably smells like fish, except for the wonderful women over there.
Well, you can't wait to be over in the UK. I don't know if it's going to happen this year.
We're supposed to be. Technically, we might be there in the fall, but I have no clue what's going to happen.
Again, we have no idea. So anyway, be careful. I don't really know what else to tell you. And if someone comes at you with a cup, remember, that's just not the way people consume coffee anymore.
No.
Coffee is, if it doesn't have Starbucks, you know, or little cans, like people don't walk around with the cup. I feel like
a cup used to be more normal.
Well, in New York,
you see more little paper cup of coffee. Without a top on, that's suspicious.
Yeah, it really is. And so just go the other way.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year, thinking about her family and friends, and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people
have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Well, let's move on. Let's talk about the ladies.
Oh, yeah, sure, yes.
So this gal, 63 years fun, as Henry Zebrowski usually says. So she is just a wonderful gal out of South Carolina, and we were in South Carolina recently. We want to thank this woman for coming to our show.
Well, we're so glad she's a fan.
She was fantastic. Anyway, this 63-year-old woman, her name is Gina Darlene McGeehee.
Ooh, that's cute. Oh, McGeehee.
It's an actual.
It is.
That's her actual name. The deputies were trying to cuff her up, and then apparently she bit a paramedic's groin, and then she took a swipe at a deputy's taser, and this is just kind of fun.
What was it? Just did she just attack them for no reason? What was the lead up to her attacking
them? Well, McGeehee had showed up at the jail and dumped her nephew there after accusing him of looking up inappropriate images on her cell phone.
So
the nephew was looking at Pornhub on her cell phone.
Why are you computer. Honestly though? Don't look on your fucking Nanu's phone for anything, first of all, because she also doesn't know how it is. And you could also just blame it on Papu.
Also, don't drop him off at jail if he does.
She dropped him off.
There was a time in this country when parents would call the police as a lesson.
Oh, but I got that. That happened to me.
Yeah. Your father was also an officer, so that helps. But now you realize you just get your child. You just ruin your kid's life.
Absolutely.
You just arrest them. And then you're like, now you're also a bad parent because your kid's in jail.
Yeah, it's garbage.
And they're like, why did you snitch on your kid?
You should be protecting your kid. I really feel, especially from the police, because when it comes down to it, they are not there to make sure your kid's okay. You know what I mean? They're there to, right now, maybe one day when they figure out how to add more like cop therapists or whatever to the actual roster, maybe they'd be able to help, but right now they can't. And this woman thought just because he was looking at porn that he would had committed a crime.
Well, apparently she refused to come and get the kid.
Yeah, and they were like, no, you have to come pick up your kid.
So that's when they issued a warrant for her arrest.
Interesting.
So it kind of
Were ready. Because I bet you this kid's hysterical. He's at the police station. He's wondering what the hell's going on. And then like somebody finally was like, what? Why are you here? Especially when she won't come get him. And then they go to scoop her and she just fucking goes full like attack mode.
She went full John Rambo. She woke up today, this day, whatever day it was. She did all of this.
She did.
She went to the police station. Yes. She dropped off her nephew, who she's the legal guardian of. And then she didn't pick him up. And then, of course, what are the cops going to do?
I don't know.
You can't just put the kid in jail for looking at porno.
You can't. No. And then what do you do if they won't take him back? You got to just get, because now that you got this kid here and he's playing with the guns and he's saying stuff like, I sure wanted to blow up the world. And you're like, get this kid fucking out of here.
Get this kid out of here. He's just a normal middle schooler.
Yeah.
My God. So then she finally showed up after there was a warrant, not to get the kid, but to address the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then officers were like, you got to cuff up. There's a warrant for your arrest. And then during the cuff
up. Teach her a lesson.
Yes. And then during the cuff up, that's when she tried to bite a paramedic's dick off. Or maybe it was a lady. We don't know.
Who knows? You could try to bite her pussy.
Yeah, sure. It's not going to be a full meal as a penis might be, but that's okay. And then, so then she got arrested. And then she tried to go for a taser. And now she's looking at actual significant charges, including third degree assault, unlawful conduct towards a child, and assaulting a police officer while resisting arrest.
Every single bit of this is her fault.
It is so stupid.
That's what she gets.
Wow.
That's what she gets. And you know what? Because there's a thing about this time period is that no one, I hate to use the term that everyone's using, but there's this term that people keep saying. I've heard it said before, fuck around and find out. And that's what she did. She decided to see what happens when you
decide.
Like, why you, like, She assumed that all of these cops had nothing to do all day, and she was correct. And then when that happened,
right.
That's the thing. It's like my dad taught me, there is nothing worse than a bored police officer. Because sometimes
yeah.
a bored police officer can have a really fun time running up the bill on your legal attitude, whenever the fuck they want to.
Yes, they can. And it's apparently,
not, you know, it's not an equal relationship.
So once Gina Darlene McGeehee was in the back of the car, do you know what she did in the back of the squad car?
What'd she do?
She tried to hold her breath and pass out.
I'm proud of her. Now I'm starting to like her.
So she just, so
she would be,
she's like swiping for tasers, biting groins. Again, we don't know if it was a gal or a dude. And then she's in the back of the squad car. She acts like Molly Shannon in Superstar. Like she like puts her arms, but like, it's like, what are you doing?
I don't even know how you could choke. I don't know if you can make yourself pass out like that.
She doesn't have hands to use.
She's wild.
Cuffed.
Technically, she would have been a really, really good ally during the Revolutionary War.
She really would have. So anyway, if you're the nephew, more porno.
More porno. You know you're jerking off that afternoon. Speaking of jerking off in the afternoon, COVID has offered a lot of people opportunities to change careers, to
sure.
try new things, to you know, and work from home, do this type of, you know, like stuff that no one likes, you know. But when it comes down to it, I feel like there's one thing that is truly a part of the quarantine experience that I've treasured, which is people faking the whole life while home.
And sure.
Have you heard this? There's like
the Avatar. This is what we're going towards,
oh, fuck
right?
Fuck Meta. Meta can suck my fucking dick. Okay. I'm not joining in any way, shape, or form.
All right. A lot of people are going to.
But yeah. Good luck.
Okay.
But when this,
I predicted, by the way, on Able Against Top Hat for predictions for 2022, that we're going to see in our world, we're going to see a court case of sexual assault on Meta.
It might happen.
And I think that's one of my predictions for this year. It's the future. We all knew it was going to be weird.
It is getting there.
It's now, baby.
We're really doing it.
It's wild.
But this story I love. But this is really fun. A man. They use the term "man" very loosely here. A boy,
a human with a dick.
Yes, he allegedly fabricated a SpaceX job offer, then dismembered parents when they discovered his "quote unquote" web of lies. Now,
oh man,
this story gets a little complicated and it's fun. Now this is 23 years old. This guy named Chandler Halderson. Of course, his name was Chandler. So the past year or so, he's been living at home because he's with his parents. This is very, very fairly normal. But his father.
I think that you're right about the name Chandler, but strangely enough, I think it gets a pass because people love the aforementioned friends, Chandler Bing.
I think it's a problem
because
Chandler Bing is a funny, sarcastic man on television, but in
but
real
the
life,
name Chandler.
Yeah, it means that you're a date rapist.
We just don't know that, do we?
I actually don't know. Legally, I need to cover that.
Absolutely.
And say, I don't know if every Chandler has
done
bad things.
Or none.
Right? And so,
just people.
His father, Bart Halderson, I mean, and his mother, right? Maybe they believed that we're going to be a little harder on our son. Yeah, there's a lot of 23-year-olds living at home, whatever. You know, you and I were both out of the house by the time we were fucking 18.
I was just
18.
Like, I gotta go,
bye. Yeah, I was like, bye, bye. But Chandler, Bart Halderson said, I think you should be paying rent, right, to live here.
And okay, Chandler, that's fine.
He told his family that he told them he was working remotely for a Wisconsin insurance company while finishing up his college community coursework from his room, right?
Okay.
And he'd get up every day early and he'd go in there and he'd be like, oh, working hard today, you're hardly working, like doing the whole thing, you know,
but
drinking big
just,
gulps
he,
of coffee.
He would go into a room in his parents' house.
In his room, right?
Well,
in his childhood bedroom.
Even back in the day, you had to go to the bus stop, you had to go to the train station, at the very least, a Starbucks, you had to sit there for 8 hours.
Yes. And that's almost
when you were
more
pretending
work
to have
than
a job.
Job. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, he did it right from the comfort of his own home. And then his life appeared to be like everything was going to change because he told his parents, hey, I've been hired by SpaceX and we're moving to Florida. And then him and his girlfriend were like, yes, we're going to go, you know? And it was all absolutely fake. He was spending his whole day playing video games home inside of his house, right?
Uh-huh.
And then his dad kept being like, well, I thought we talked about you maybe you paying rent, you know, and you're behind a couple months. And he's like, it's coming, I'm having all these problems.
But
and
the
he's just like,
is,
don't you have a job? And he's like, yeah, they're having all these like problems with like paying me, but I trust these guys. I trust these employers.
Well, of course
you know?
Can trust Elon Musk. Nothing to trust there. But the problem here is, as we learned from Holden McNeely, Roundtable and Page Seven and Whisper. Mm. You can make money sitting on your ass.
Having fun playing video games. Playing he could have been streaming.
He could have actually still made money.
Oh, yes. He could have been streaming.
And what were his parents charging
so
him
things.
For rent? $250
Probably
a month?
Probably nothing. And then, but this is the thing, is that he kept going. This is, it gets really, really intense because he created and fabricated dozens of email exchanges between himself and college administrators because
it's so hard to do.
Guess what he also was lying about?
College?
Yep. He flunked out in the first month.
Fine.
Right? And so, but he didn't tell anybody. He kept telling them when he was going to school, right? So he, first of all, he created all of these fake email exchanges between him and college administrators, right? And then he even posed as an advisor on a call to his own father. He left the house. He bought a burner phone from the mall, called his father on another line, and did the, Mr. Halderson, you, Chandler is simply a gift. He's simply a gift in the classroom. Like he
but
did
the
that.
Thing is, he that seems like so much work.
It's if so this much
was
more
like,
work.
If there was a class being like, this is how you commit fraud. Like, he passed it.
He did. And then he created a fake paper trail of emails with the HR company of the fake job he was doing to show his dad being like, you see, Dad, like, it's all over the place. And then when he found out, like,
this
he told everyone.
This must have been hours of work.
Days of work. So much harder than working at, like, Burger King for a little while. Like, just, like, getting some
nothing
cash.
Wrong
like, just
with
doing
the
whatever.
King.
Just, like, working in a place. And then he came up with this idea that we're going to go to SpaceX. And then, honestly, I guess how it came down to it is that he finally said, he's like, I think that something's going on here. So the father called the college. And he said, how's my son doing? I need to look at all these records. They're like, we have no record of your son being here. None of us here. None of those teachers he talked about exist here.
Right.
And then what he did is that he tried to get out of dealing with anything with his parents by throwing himself down a flight of stairs and said, I have a head injury. I can't do it. This guy's a fucking maniac.
He's a maniac. He's a handsome young man. He's totally able-bodied. There's no reason why he shouldn't be out there working.
Oh, yes,
dude. He looks just like a normal dude. Just get a job, bro.
I mean, I don't know what happened, but then when the SpaceX thing happened, they kept saying, like, what's going on? And it's like, aren't you going to start work? He's like, it's coming. And then they came home from work one day and he shot Bart in the head with the rifle.
Aww.
He then waited for his mom to come home. He shot her in the head.
Jesus.
Right? And then he cut up both of their bodies. And then what he did was he spent weeks distributing parts of their bodies around the neighborhood.
So no one knew.
Nobody knew. And then what he did was he went to his girlfriend's house, who's all like, it's literally like, I thought we were moving to Florida. And he's like, soon, baby, soon. But I know she left town for a thing, and he contacted his own girlfriend's parents and said, hey, is it possible if I just, like, go in the pool today by myself? And they're like, sure, whatever. He goes over to her girlfriend's parents' house and puts body parts in their backyard where he's covered in blood. He's got a wood chipper, like all his fucking shit. And they're all like,
Fargo.
Oh, Chandler's really busy today. Like he's really going.
This all takes place in Wisconsin, obviously. MATC. I was almost about to go to school there.
Oh, wow.
Madison Area Technical.
Apparently it's really easy to fake you went there.
It's very easy to get into. It's a 2-year tech college. That's where you go after your grades ain't so good in high school.
Yep.
You got to go get them up.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go to the community college there or the tech college. So anyway, he did a lot, and now he is going to work his entire life in prison, slave labor.
Slave labor, making Windex. And
it's
apparently
not going to work out for him because
when they got him on the night of July 1st, the day he apparently murdered them, they think it was they found an app on his phone, the notes app, a note on his phone that said, buy hydrogen peroxide, buy a lemon. And the directives, clean floor and get a job.
Just get the job.
No, man.
Oh, my Lord.
Only chumps get jobs. Oh. He killed his family.
All right. Well, there you go. Speaking of body parts, another story of a dude who was pulled over, and then they found a bunch of human legs. They found two human legs and a human torso.
Get rid of them.
This dude is Eric Holland. He's charged with murder. But again, he did what the people did previously in a previous story. He said that he stole the car, and it's not his body. He did not have...
Wait a second. You guys think... This is my car?
Yeah.
You're crazy. I would never drive a Hyundai Solanta.
They found a severed head, legs, and torso. Well, this is what I'm going to say. Number one, RIP to the victim, of course.
Great.
If you're going to dismember the body, you don't keep it all together.
No, you should immediately distribute it.
Because then what's the freaking point?
Yeah, you should be getting rid of it. You should be, technically, you should, the body part should leave. You should get a tub and you should dissolve them in acid.
Yeah, it was also, it was a gold Chevy Avalanche. That's what.
Yeah, I could see an Avalanche having a bunch of body parts in it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, hold on. So the officers chase the driver through the streets of Vegas. The department air's units track the truck from above. The air unit saw the man get out of the Toyota Tundra with the suspended registration. Then he jumped into the Chevy Avalanche. And then when officers tried to stop, he sped away again. And then they approached the truck. And then that's when they discovered the human remains. So my question is...
Is it possible that he just stole another car?
Did he actually steal?
We'll find out. We found out that other story was horseshit.
They found it in the coolers, which is kind of nice that they kept the bones on ice, the body on ice.
I mean, it sounds like if they had body... If they were in coolers and kept on ice, then truly they were meant to be... They were trying to... They were being sold.
The victim was Richard P. Miller. He was 65. And believe it or not, his death has been ruled a homicide.
No way.
Yeah, that wasn't a suicide.
Oh, I thought that was allergies.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're charging Mr. Holland. So there you go.
That's what happens, man. You got to be careful. Even if that was because he stole a car, that's what happens.
Yeah. Holland's public defender, P. David Westbrook, he tells People magazine, it doesn't make sense that his client would lead authorities with body parts if he would have known that there were body parts in the stolen truck.
You're right. He's correct. So, do you feel like there should just be cars around for people to use? Do you remember what was that service that used to pay? They used to go and like rent a car for a day and you could just like park it.
You can still do that. But like Zip car.
Why don't we have more of that? Open shitty cars that people can just use.
It's called bait cars. No, you're just talking about the
but not for nefarious things or to bust people for crime.
It's not a book from a library. No one's going to return it.
Maybe.
No one's returning it.
Unless it shuts off after a period of time.
Oh, that's a very good point.
You put a governor in it. Because people need a car sometimes. Because, and like, someone like me, and everyone says, like, get a bike. I can't ride a bike because I was too smart as a child to learn.
Absolutely. So prosecutors must prove that Holland knew that the body was in the truck and that he actually caused the death. I don't know.
Who knows? It will probably be very difficult for them to do that.
He's a big boy. It definitely looks like he could probably dismember a corpse or two.
Dude, did you see this?
Be careful out there. Make sure that you wake up in the morning. Left leg, right leg. Left arm, right arm.
And if you can't feel them, you got diabetes.
That's okay, though, too.
But this story is going to develop over the next couple of weeks, and I'm really interested to see where it goes. This is about a shed fire on the land of a cult. It's caused a devastating Colorado blaze that destroyed 1,000 homes.
You can see
the shed on fire. There's some video that shows the shed that is on the land of a cult by the name of the 12 Tribes. Now, the 12 Tribes is really interesting. And I did a little bit of a read up on them. They're very similar to the Jesus people. These are people about the idea of going back to the quote unquote 12 tribes that existed of Jewish people back in the day. That
Black
were the
Israelites?
Group.
Is this part of
they
that?
They say they're one, right? Yeah. Maybe. But his idea of like a guy named Eugene Spitz or Spriggs.
I ain't following no one named Eugene.
You really can't, man. Because
as a cult leader, he's got to change his name.
I need it to be like Zanzibar.
Exactly. Have fun with it.
Is it Eugene Spriggs?
Eugene Spriggs. Eugene Spriggs sounds like he would be a fantastic running back in college. Eugene Spriggs.
So, it's ran by this guy named Eugene Spriggs, who is exactly what you think he is. He's got a long beard. He looks like a fucking asshole. His whole thing is he wouldn't be an asshole he would look like a sci-fi writer if he wasn't an asshole. But he is an asshole.
Well, they could be you could also, I think, to be
fair.
No, sci-fi writers might be grumpy.
They might be.
They might be grumpy.
They can. They have a tendency to be sometimes.
Sure. Well, they're alone a lot.
The idea is to get rid of every single church is heretical, but theirs, obviously. They need to create the world that they can create of their own, which is 144,000 chosen people that will be allowed to go into heaven. They'll be part of the 12 tribes. Yep, that's what they believe in.
Sweet.
That it should be part of these 12 tribes. They need to be reinstated. And the main things that they believe in is heavy corporal punishment for children up until the age of 18.
That's great.
And just like the Jesus people, they dissolve families. So like the kids are all communally raised. Nobody knows who's anybody's father. They're all named one Jewish name, like one Hebrew name.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the only
like
thing.
Like Benjamin.
They, like, yes, but they stripped all their last names from them, so nobody knows.
That ain't right.
No one belonged to anybody. And, you know, there's definitely some suck, and there's a little bit of sucky suck. And
I'm
a little
sure
bit of
the ingredients are there.
Yes, and they also believe that black people should belong to white people, and that the Jewish people are wrong as well, and they're the only people that are correct. That's how you know that they are incorrect when they say everybody else is incorrect.
They really yes-anded themselves into a total and utter shit show.
Yes, and these guys now are, but the goal is for them to live forever in the past in simple times where they just like, you know, they just eat butter and
that
they run a store called the Yellow Deli.
Lies that we have ever heard. This is the simplest time. It's dramatic and traumatic because all of a sudden we have to look at this goddamn thing that I'm holding, this product that's made from hell. But it is easier now
to
eat.
The thing from hell at least sends me a burrito from the sky.
Everyone, cars work. For the most part, planes don't crash. For the most part, trains. I don't know.
I'm scared.
Trains are maybe worse off than ever.
Yes,
but back in the day, you had to wake up. You had to churn. When was the last time you thought about making butter?
I watch a lot of Cooking Channel. Cooking Channel has the higher level shows that Food Network doesn't have anymore.
I do think we might have lived in a more stressful time.
Oh, very stressful.
But is
and
it
also
harder?
I don't think it's harder, no. But this is constantly this idea that we have to get rid of the modern world because it destroys everything. It doesn't necessarily, especially when you create your new little past world, your little Renfest world that you live in, and all you do is suck and fuck all these kids.
Oh, man, I can't wait to go to a Ren Fair. I'm doing it this year. Yes, yeah.
But you can't suck or fuck a child in a Ren Fair, even though it's the 1300s when you're there.
I'm not worried about that. Good grief.
I'm just
saying
you're not really in that time period when you go.
No, I understand that. Also, if I was in that time period, I would also say, sir, that is bad.
You'd be led around by a bunch of leather straps and everyone like, it comes the big. And people would just like throw like fruit at you and shit. But that's
they better to honor me. To honor me. No, I always have a dream. I would like to be, if I could go back and I could choose one position, I would be executioner.
Yeah, it would honestly, you'd be
but
very
I just
scary.
Don't know if, because remember when we covered the executions,
yes.
They get paid. And it seems like nobody hates them.
Well, it depends on if you're good or if you're bad.
I'm good.
Because the good ones people liked. You've been skilled, which
I'm
means
skilled.
That you kill people painlessly.
That's what I want to do.
But every time you talk about your fantasy of killing, it always involves people screaming.
No! No, I always think
you
more
like
of
the
a slash.
Fear. Yeah, that's
I like
what
the
happens.
Slash.
Yeah,
no, you can't scream without a throat, without a neck.
Yeah, unless you're slitting your neck like your fucking snake. What's his name for Metal Gear Solid?
Ooh, yeah. I'm a Jason guy. You know me. I'm a Jason Michael Myers kid.
They all just screamed and ran from him.
Well, yeah. Yes. But
that's your fantasy.
No, that's their reaction.
Wow.
I didn't make them scream.
So what you're saying is if you run with the hockey mask at people, like this is the thing where we let people say like, it's not really what happens to you. It's how you react to what happens to you.
That's right.
So what you're saying is them seeing you with the machete, chasing them through the woods, them screaming and running, that's on them.
That's their decision. I didn't make them scream.
So they should just stand in front of you and quietly accept death.
If they didn't want to scream. Yeah. It would make my day a lot easier.
Am I a bug to you?
No. All right. So anyway, the group has previously been investigated for flouting child labor laws. And apparently...
They're bad.
Yeah.
They're bad. They're just like the Jesus people.
They
all act like everything's nice and fine.
They homeschool.
And they've been around forever and people have been trying...
And they burned the stupid group of fucking assholes burnt 6,000 acres.
Yep.
1,000 homes.
Oh, yes.
Just stop.
Well, they had a group raid for their kids, right? In 1984, a bunch of people went and
this
pulled
is
out
how
112
long this
kids.
Is?
Oh, yes. This has been around since the 70s. They went and they pulled out like 112 kids. And then when they pulled them out, they had to bring them right back because basically they found out that like they didn't have the proper warrant or some bullshit. And they took that as like, you see, we do live in a proper society. You see, they can't touch God's world.
Anyway, all right, so there's that. Again, Governor Polis, who I'm a big fan of there, he said, some people will settle elsewhere, but those who want to stay in the same school will have to find somewhere nearby. For all the parents and all the families that lost their house,
yep.
It's so very sad.
No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list. With Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just gotta learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm gonna be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/left, spelled BABBEL.com/LEFT. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Well, there's that story. Also, when it comes to people being chopped up, here's a story from Ukraine, and it doesn't involve pooping Putin. Does he poop? Probably in cube.
Yeah.
A Ukrainian rapper chopped up and fed to rats by his wife after the Ukrainian rapper had an affair with a fan.
Yeah, he said he had. Also, it's a supposed affair. We have no clue. But his rapper name was Andy Cartwright. And he's from the Ukraine.
Andy Cartwright is such a funny rap name. Why would he choose a name that isn't a rap name? But
it's funner. Maybe over there it's like fun to be like, yo, I'm DJ Robert Sanderson. Like maybe that's fun for them. I don't know. Like that could be foreign to them. But yeah, man, this is like fucked up. So his wife, Marina, they're now accusing her of cutting up his body and killing him and cutting up his body. She's saying he died of a drug overdose. And she said, I would never want to embarrass him for the whole world to know that he died of a drug overdose. So I had to chop up his remains and place them a bunch of different places.
Oh, so she did this for him.
For him.
Well, that's nice. I don't know.
She's older than him, too, which is interesting. She's 37. He's 30. She left him there, because apparently she said that he had an affair. But they're saying what's weird is that new forensic evidence is suggesting that the dude was still alive when he was being dismembered and that he died of asphyxiation. And so we don't know. It sounds like he got tortured.
It sounds like
it. Possibly.
It is also accused...
She washed his organs in a laundry machine. She cut the tips of his fingers off and fed them to rats so that no one could identify him.
Marina is also accused of having sex with Alexander Yuska's dead corpse.
Yes. She said, well, that's the thing.
Cartwright. So she fucked his corpse, maybe.
She's saying that she's being slandered by being called a cannibal, that all she did was try to cook his inside so that she could safely get rid of them.
No,
Kissel. Listen. This is why you're having a hard time finding love, because you have a hard time accepting what love is. This is what love is.
She didn't want him
to be embarrassed in hell, wherever he lives.
But it sounds like he was still alive when she was chopping off his bones.
She didn't want him to be embarrassed.
Well, what's more embarrassing than that?
Because he succumbed to a torture
murder. You know how fucking embarrassing it is to have your legs ripped off from you and be like, oh, God.
Yeah, like, what is this?
You're showing your balls or one of your balls, whatever makes it through.
This is one of those dreams where I showed up at a test naked.
However, authorities say that there is no evidence that she killed him. This woman's just going to go. She's going to start an Etsy.
Is that what it is?
Andy Cartwright. Also, just YouTube some of his music. I haven't heard it yet. I'm sure it's just fantastic.
Yeah, I have no clue if it's any good or not.
I'm sure it is fantastic.
Fernando, could we look it up? Some of this man's music.
So this is Andy Cartwright. Now, I've never heard this before.
I have no clue what this is, and it's all in Russian.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound like he deserves to be dismembered. Whoa.
Dad, mom, spaghetti. Your hands are ready.
Okay.
Everybody's out there getting mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti. Look at that. Well, that was pretty bad.
It was. But you know what? I don't know if it's good.
I can't tell.
Do
would
Russians
I
have flow?
Yo, you are. They have to. I just feel when I think of Russia, I think of brick. I think of square, like boom, boom, boom. Like I don't see fluidity. I don't see flow.
I see.
But I'm sure they have to.
In my mind, I don't know. I guess.
I don't know.
I know they have electronic music. I know they have chants. I know that. What was the pussy? Pussy group.
Pussy Riot.
Yep.
Was it Pussy Riot?
Yes.
Yes.
Yolandi Visser. I think she's been canceled. No, they're South African.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. Russian rap, guys. Send us side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Someone explain to us the rap scene of Russia, please.
Absolutely. Please let us know. Is the rap scene of Russia, is it coming along? If I had to say what genre of music would Russia excel at, thrash, death metal, blood, guts, heavy sounds. You know, I don't see them really as... Although, then again... I would like to know their experience through hip hop.
Yes,
because I know it's hard.
It's a hard life over there.
It seems very cold and brutal. All right, everyone, let's do Hero of the Week. This week's hero of the week is a baby donkey. This baby donkey is named Betty White. Isn't that nice? So this baby donkey is hero of the week. Look how cute that baby donkey is. Isn't that nice?
So you have chosen,
so this is,
it's just a donkey. Now,
it's named, a baby donkey.
It's a donkey.
It's a baby donkey. Now, of course, Betty White died December 31st at the age of 99. She was not 100, unfortunately, but that's okay because she was able to help this donkey. The Rescue Donkey group wrote on Facebook, the beautiful little Janae was born on Christmas Day, but we were unable to come up with the perfect name until New Year's Eve.
When Betty White died?
And that's when, so.
What? So, I don't even know who's the hero here. Betty White had no clue that this donkey existed.
Betty White had supported the group since 2006, and in honor of, it's called Peaceful Valley, in honor of her, they named it the little donkey, Betty White. Betty White was a tremendous voice for animals, both here in the U.S., they said, and around the world. She would be over the moon.
Who would be?
Betty White. Betty White would be over the moon.
If
Betty White came back to Earth and she was like, how did everyone react when I died? And they were like, well, we named this baby donkey Betty White. She would be over the moon.
She would have pissed herself.
She would have been fucking over the moon.
I feel like she might have been like, is there a cure? Is there a cure for what happened to me?
Not for
age.
Can
I live again? Can I please live again?
She can through the donkey.
Yes, she is now. Oh, wow. That's her life now.
She's
in that donkey's life. Oh, that's cute.
Oh, isn't that nice? Oh,
everybody likes a parfait.
So anyway, that baby donkey named after Betty White for no reason other than
sheer just coincidence.
Coincidence and joy.
Not even that. They just saw the news headline and they just named her that. It wasn't even because they were fans of Betty White.
No, they were fans because she helped them. And of course, let's not forget, Betty White was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
She was on Golden
Girls.
We don't need to go through Betty
Hots
White's.
In Cleveland.
We don't need to go through her credits. We don't need to talk about it.
At
this
88
isn't the
years old, an 8th Emmy for her hosting of Saturday Night Live.
I couldn't have been more compelled by it. I absolutely loved it.
She authored multiple memoirs, if you ask me, and here we go again.
My life in television.
That's the name of our tour. Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Yes. Also, I'd like to give again, this week we lost a devastating voice in the comedy world. And it's just, I can't believe
you
that we said
tweets?
Goodbye to it. And I just am, I'm just so sad we lost Robert Durst. And the laughter
won't die. I can't believe
you
just did a tweet right here on this show.
I won't let the laughter die. All right, Robert?
Spelled Beverly wrong.
He
died doing just fine.
He died of fucking jail.
Well, you know what happens now, right?
What?
He's expunged.
No, he was convicted.
No, but once you die, unless the appeals process is over, they just throw out the case.
What?
So he was convicted of no murder. They're going to go forward still postmortem. But yeah, no.
So he could win the appeal from death. That's the
technically
ultimate,
he's not a murderer.
The ultimate rich guy move.
Yep. So I believe it's the it's his friend Susan Berman. I believe that conviction does not stand.
We'll find out.
He's dead. He's getting judged by.
They might try to begin
something, or he's just floating. You imagine just Robert Durst floating in this, just like,
what's going on?
I could see him. He'd probably live in his best fucking afterlife.
Fuck that piece of shit. Yeah. All right, here we go. I have some listener emails. Now, I got one. This is a good one. This is a reason why, and a good answer. Why we talked last week, we did the episode about Juana Barraza, who is the, was a
luchador killer.
Yeah, accused of murdering a bunch of people, convicted of murdering a bunch of people. We said we're throwing some dirt on it, a bit of dirt.
Okay, a little bit of doubt, sure.
But this is actually talking about why the Lucha Libre community doesn't acknowledge Juana Barraza.
Oh, great.
Mexico takes wrestling seriously as a sport, so much so that they actually have a regulatory agency. It's one of the biggest differences between American wrestling and lucha because the commission does things like license wrestlers, make sure that only one wrestler uses a gimmick at a time, then once a wrestler uses their mask, that they don't start wearing it again. Losing your mask comes with a serious payday, and some wrestlers tried to lose their mask several times for several payouts. Though when Rey Mysterio started wearing his mask again after losing it, all it took was a well-placed bribe.
Whoa, okay, interesting.
And establishing the rules. Now, the commission is also in charge of protecting the image of Lucha Libre, which is probably 100% the reason why they don't talk about Juana. A very similar thing happened after it started to look like the death of Abismo Negro was drug related.
Oh, interesting. So they take it very seriously. I knew that, but I didn't realize they had a full regulatory committee. And Lucha, man, we are going to some Lucha Underground as soon as we can.
Fucking wait. I can't wait. This is a cool ass fucking cryptid sighting.
Okay, cool. What kind of cryptid we got?
This is fucking weird.
It's weird.
Now, this is from Pike County, Kentucky. Oh,
Pike County.
This is
Kentucky.
An isolated cabin built up on a hill.
Oh, man. I wish I could teleport there sometimes.
Now, my sighting happened in April 1992, around 7 p.m. or so. It was warm out, but it was steadily getting cooler as the day went on. And I was sitting outside of my porch when it occurred. When I saw on a patch of thick vegetation around the creek was a face which I initially believed to be a monkey. No more than 50 feet away from me and close to the ground. Now, the face was hairless, a dark brown color, and creature's eyes were prominent on its head, and it was a striking shade of bright yellow. Right now, its mouth was small and puckered, and it defined lips with its nose was highly recessed. So, in essence, what I thought I was seeing was something similar to that of a male orangutan's face, albeit small and with no hair. Right now, I could tell it was truly looking at me with an obvious awareness in its gaze, and I still associate today with intelligent animals like dogs and monkeys.
I love it.
So, after making eye contact with this creature for roughly 10 seconds, it either reared or stood up, and I realized I wasn't looking at an ape. I guess describing the unorthodox as its own art form, but this is my rough description. It was roughly 3 feet tall, and it was roughly uniform in shade of a dark brown, similar to that of its head. Its head was wider than its shoulders, and it was spade-shaped, and its face was improbably flat. It had a small neck and a stout barrel-shaped body covered in wrinkles, and its skin was moist and shiny in the sunlight, right? Now, what really stood out to me that was its arms, which immediately made me realize I wasn't looking at some ape. Its arms were stubby and reminded me of nothing less than the web-clawed paws of an aquatic turtle, webbed and fleshy and sticking out awkwardly from the sides of his body at an angle that I would only assume would be most useful for quadrupedal movement. Now, I could not see its bottom half from my position as I was standing in thick vegetation, but I could only assume that its legs could be no longer than its arms. Now, relatively, as the vegetation was probably a half a foot tall at its deepest point.
Okay.
Right? It fled about after 30 seconds, right? And I remember a flash of something long and brown. Ooh. It almost certainly was a tail as it retreated in the greenery. Now, I never did figure out its exact escape route.
Whoa.
Right, and although I didn't hear any splashing noise from the creek. Now, after taking a day to process what I had seen, initially deciding to try and sleep off the encounter.
Sure, sleep on it.
Sure. I spent most of the next day trying to find any tunnels or burrows around the creek, which could have provided a method for the creature to flee without leaving any obvious animal sign, which turned out nothing except a snake nest.
Oh.
Which had been very scary. Now, I never saw anything like that ever again. And I lived on that property for another month with no other incidents of similar nature occurring. Now, I have never personally speculated too much on what I saw. Friends and relatives I have confided with have given me a whole range of possible answers. One cheeky friend of mine thinks I saw the Flatwoods Monster. It does sound like the Flatwoods
Monster.
Could be. And someone said I saw a member of Little People of Native American mythology, right?
Oh.
I personally have come to the conclusion that if an intelligent species of amphibian nature exists in Appalachia, then they most certainly must take advantage of the cave systems in the hill country. Now, perhaps the mining industry has caused their inevitable decline, or maybe there have been so many of them in the first, maybe there weren't that many of them in the first place. Right? So, from appearances alone, I couldn't guess what it could eat. In fact, given how its head appeared to me and how short its neck was, I can't imagine how it would walk around on all fours and be able to see straight forward given how flat its face was and how large its head was in comparison. Right? This is fucking wild.
Well,
I posted this story online in a few internet forums, but I have never gotten a response which indicated that I wasn't alone and haven't seen something like this.
Well, there you go. Good sighting indeed. You never know what creatures are hanging out in the swamps.
And here is one of the most cold-blooded stories of revenge I have ever heard.
Fantastic.
Ever heard in a minute.
That's great.
All right. Well, I was at a house party in college. An acquaintance of mine was randomly asking if anybody had a dead dog he could have.
Dead dog?
Not a murder dog. But a dog who had died of natural causes or was struck by a car.
Why would I have one of those around?
I don't know.
Okay.
And maybe he was still on the side of the road.
This is art school. Yeah, for sure.
Right now, he wanted it for revenge on his neighbor who owed him some money for yard work and refused to pay him, right? So I caught up with the guy later and he had found a dead dog.
Well, now where did he find that?
He doesn't know. But he's saying that this is what he said.
I think he found a live dog and killed it.
I don't know. This dude went to a PetSmart and bought a leash, a collar, and a dog tag. He had one made in one of the kiosks with his neighbor's name, address, and phone number on it, right?
Oh, my God.
He then attached these items to the dead dog. And late at night, while the neighbor was asleep, he looped the other end of the leash to the neighbor's bumper and pushed the dog under the truck. The next day, when the neighbor left for work, he was dragging this dead dog behind him, making it look like he had left the dog. He had tied the dog to the bumper and just forgot about him, right? The Queen said he was at home later in the day when the neighbor got home from work and he wanted to approach him to see how his day went, right? But when he looked outside, the dog was still attached to the guy's truck.
Apparently,
the neighbor hadn't noticed that throughout the day, right? We think he must have backed into his parking spot at work or something, whatever. No one saw it, right? The neighbor goes to enter his house at what point he notices the dog and he stops. He stares at it for a few minutes, confused, and then he just removes the dog and leash from the truck and he throws the dog down a storm drain, right? He tries to get rid of the dog. So the guy calls the cops on the neighbor. So he's watching along. He calls the cops and he says that he said, I see this guy. He threw a dead dog into a storm drain. The cops show up to retrieve the dog from the storm sewer. They look at the collar, knock on the neighbor's door. The guy was arrested, apparently saying that the whole time he's saying, it's not my dog. It's not my dog. The cops said, well, guess what? We've been getting phone calls all day about somebody dragging a dog around their truck. And we were looking for you all fucking day. So I don't know what happened to this guy beyond that, but I decided I should probably not associate with the man who did that thing ever again.
Well, isn't that fucking wild? Just ruined someone's life like the movie Dirty Work. But dude, there you go.
But you know what it also reminds me of? That's National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, that is. And of course, they put Grandma on top. Well, that is just fantastic.
Is that fucked up?
Those are stories of revenge that I can't even fathom.
And I got some really good emails about people, because I asked a question last week about how do people get hired at the CIA, and I have some really good answers that I'm going to read next week.
All right. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to be in Texas this weekend.
And maybe
we'll
Texas Pete. Might be think of a
cowboy hat still.
I thing is that how do I transport it?
You have to bring it in, like you have to bring it in the hat case.
I know, but I have all
it's
this
huge.
Other shit with me.
Yeah,
and I can't just wear it because then I'm gonna get fucking beat up. Because guess how all you guys are so sensitive about your hats. But I'm excited.
I mean,
Texas
you
Pete,
in a cowboy hat's fun.
He's coming. Texas Pete's gonna show up. I'm really excited for Dallas. Really excited to get around there, eat some steak, eat some fucking night. So make sure
absolutely.
Every day live your life. Not making somebody tie a dead dog to the back of your truck
Please.
Because of your fucking
I don't know what
actions,
that neighbor
right?
did.
Because then you can love the fact that you pay your bills on time. We try not to leave freelancers hanging.
No.
I know how much that sucks
yeah,
to leave
course.
A freelancer hanging. We know you're looking for that money. You know you're desperate
it's
for that money.
It's easier than ever with Venmo, those
you
things.
You just fucking
come on,
tell
yes.
me how much I owe you. Make me pay you with the app, right? The app will make me pay you, right?
Yes, whatever, it will.
Right? And then you can laugh. Knowing that not only are you a responsible member of this workforce, right, you're out there, you're paying people, hiring people, you know, doing all that kind of thing. You know, you're helping people get a leg up.
Sure, leg right? up, leg
but
up.
Also, you don't have any dog blood all over your fucking car. Because that's got to suck.
Yeah, you yes know, it does. You never want dog blood in general.
I don't want, but honestly.
You want to limit as much, you don't want to see too much blood every day.
Unless
you really
you're a surgeon.
Be. And even then, it's not fun.
I don't think so, unless they do find it fun.
I think
surgeons,
that they do.
Yeah,
well,
we know
they're
some
like
surgeons.
Heroes. But we don't pay them as much as we brought. We need to pay people more, I think. Nurses and stuff.
Nurses, anyway. Definitely. Surgeons, I think, are fine.
Are they?
I think so, yeah. I but you, so. You have to work your way up.
Right. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. Hope you're doing well out there. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
Hail Satan.
Can't wait
this week
to
we
see
got
you in Texas.
A juicy series before a big old series in February. Again, remember, February 1st.
February.
We do have a deal with Stitcher. It is with Stitcher. You can get a Stitcher Premium, blah, blah, blah. But also know for a fact that we are going to be on every fucking podcast, including Spotify. We're going to be
wow,
on every fucking
really,
podcast.
You're committed to this.
I just absolutely love messaging.
It's called messaging.
You're going to get out there and we know that we're going to be bigger than we've ever fucking been in our fucking lives.
Well, that's probably. Fatter. We got to go to the doctor.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.